Canada's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
Well, it's 8:47 on your Thursday morning, and we received notice from the Stark County Health Department earlier this week about an increase on suspected overdose deaths here in Stark County. So we thought it would be a good idea to talk to some folks and find out exactly what's going on, things you can do to help, what we need to know. And we have on our WHBC Newsline right now with the Stark County Health Department public health educator, Shauna Kuikahi. Hi, Shauna. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Pam. I'm well. How about yourself?
Doing well. So, we got this information about a recent increase in the suspected overdose deaths throughout the county. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on and bringing attention to this important issue. As you're aware, we are currently experiencing an increase in suspected drug overdose deaths throughout Stark County. Our preliminary numbers show there have been 135 overdose fatalities in Stark County this year. Toxicology results show positivity for fentanyl in over 60% of these deaths, and three quarters show multiple drugs were in use, including illicit substances and alcohol. Now, as many people know, fentanyl is a synthetic opioid that is 50 to 100 times stronger than morphine. And although pharmaceutical fentanyl is used for pain management treatment, it is also diverted for abuse or unlawfully manufactured. So what's important to understand about substance use disorder is that it is a complex disease which affects our brain function and behavior, but the disorder can be effectively treated and recovery is possible.
Now, when we look at these numbers, can you give me some perspective on what the numbers have been in the past compared to what the numbers are right now?
Yes. Now, due to privacy concerns and unconfirmed data, we're unable to share the exact figures that prompted the concern. However, we do want you to know that we have seen a dramatic and sustained rise in suspected overdose deaths in the last 30 days as it compared to similar time periods. So we felt it was necessary to share information on resources to prevent additional deaths from occurring. As I stated, we currently have 135 confirmed deaths this year, but an increase in suspected deaths from the last 30 days is concerning and may put the county over last year's numbers of 143 confirmed deaths. So that was for 2021, and 131 confirmed deaths in 2020. The sudden increases in deaths, it could mean that there is more potent, new, or unusual drug supply, but this is unknown at this time.
So talk to us about the signs of an overdose. I mean, what kind of things should people be looking for? Some people may not really have any idea.
Yes, and with this increase in suspected deaths, we are advising residents to know the signs of an overdose. Symptoms may include not being responsive, fingertips or lips could turn blue or gray, breathing may be slow, it could turn shallow or stop, and you may hear a gurgling or snoring noises, sometimes called the death rattle.
And I would imagine that naloxone is something that people can have on hand or they can find it. Talk a little bit about that. What's the importance of that?
Yes, absolutely. Naloxone, which is commonly known by the name brand Narcan, naloxone would be the drug that is in Narcan. If at any point you suspect a drug overdose, we urge people to first call 911 immediately and then administer Narcan if it's available. Calling 911 is very important so the person can receive life-saving medical attention. We also advise anyone who is struggling with drug use to never use alone and to keep Narcan on hand. There are plenty of support resources available, like the National Overdose Prevention Hotline, which meets people where they are by making sure no one ever has to use alone. You can obtain naloxone for free at any time by calling the Coleman Crisis Hotline at 330-452-6000 or visiting the naloxone.ohio.gov website. I like to keep naloxone on hand because I never know when I may witness a life-threatening emergency.
And also, what if someone at home right now or in their car, they're driving and they know of someone who needs help? How can they get that help?
Our health department uses multiple strategies to prevent overdose deaths. including making local prevention resources available to residents. So your listeners can find information on our resource platform called Save Stark, which they can access through our website, starkhealth.org.
All right. Lots of good information there, Shauna. I appreciate you coming on this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you.